new kind of soldier has joined in military and peacekeeping operations around the world. The warrior intellect, as referred to by many, is a new concept that allows for social scientists to bridge the cultural gaps by taking part in ground efforts. Programs such as the Human Terrain Team, CENTCOM, or AFRICOM are relatively new, and though they have gained funding from the national budget, they are also highly controversial among the anthropology community. Amber McHewiston, Senior Analyst for the Human Terrain Analysis, better known as HTA, at CENTCOM, explains the importance of bridging cultural gaps in order to defuse violence.
You have to understand who the people are there, what their customs and cultures are, how it's different from your own worldview, so that you can better interact with them and understand how they would respond to any kind of operation, be it military or a civilian one.
The HTA program started in 2007 by General Petraeus to focus on support for commanders in the field and decision makers back in the U.S. Though HTA focuses primarily on Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Central Asian states, other programs, such as AFRICOM, focus on places that military is not fully deployed, such as Africa. Colonel Dean Bland of AFRICOM explains its primary mission.
One area that we've tried to do is really become experts at capturing social-cultural dynamics, understanding human groups, how they view the world, how they react to external stimuli, and we really believe that by focusing on that area, we can better understand the impact of our operations in Africa.
The Anthropological Association of America has focused its criticism on another program that implements social scientists in Afghanistan and Iraq, known as the Human Terrain Team. Though the name is similar to that of the HTA, the programs are different. The HTT is run underneath the Army and implements a team of social scientists to embed with the military unit in active war zones. Robert Albro, commission member on the engagement of anthropology with U.S. security and intelligence communities, discussed concerns the AAA has with the human terrain team.
Human terrain teams, where what they do is they deploy civilian social scientists and or people who are, you know, trained in some way, shape, or form in something, but who are presented as civilian social scientists. Raise serious questions, I think, for the social science community about, you know, the ethical use and conduct in the context of military operations.
Who makes up the HTT, the HTA, and AFRICOM? A range of social scientists such as anthropologists, political scientists, and psychologists holding a range of degrees such as master's and PhDs. Colonel Dean Bland broke down teams currently stationed in Africa.
All of them are seasoned Africanists. I think I'll total about 72 years of field experience in Africa among the dozen or so American social scientists that we've hired.
Albro explained that the AAA is concerned with the ways the information is being used by the military and the ability for the social scientists to have control over information gathered.
There's really no sense in which the researcher, him or herself, has any control over how that data is going to be used. And so, you know, that's a problem.
Though the line when information being collected goes from data collecting to intelligence gathering is unclear, the AAA has not openly discussed its support or criticism of AFRICOM. Colonel Dean Bland discusses key differences in the programs.
The differences between what we've established at Africa Command and those teams in the Central Command area of operations, there's quite a few. One is, as I mentioned, we're not in a combat theater.
Though debate from the AAA surfaced on the transparency of the human terrain program, Colonel Bland says AFRICOM runs on transparency.
Our approach is very, very transparent. We acknowledge who we are. We acknowledge that this Social Science Research Center belongs to the U.S. Africa Command of the Department of Defense. But our methods, our ways of doing business are completely transparent.
Another criticism from the AAA is the fact that funding for the HTT and HTA come from the Department of Intelligence. McHewiston from CENTCOM explains the increase in funding for the HTA in the future.
We have been submitted and approved for permanent funding for some government civilians so that we can build an enduring capability for the AFTAC and Central Asian States analysis.
Though the debate wages on, AAA continues to question the productivity of HTT.
I mean, I've talked to a lot of Marine commanders and a few more Marine commanders than Army commanders, but also people in the Army who have hosted human terrain teams, and they've said a variety of things. What they've mostly said is they didn't find the teams to be particularly helpful. or it wasn't something that they couldn't already do themselves in some way or other?
You know, we assess that it's absolutely essential, especially in an area that, like Afghanistan in particular, that is so vastly different than other cultures where we've previously been engaged.
The new idea of implementing social scientists in either active war zones or as a way to maintain peace seems to be growing and will most likely be something used in the future. With the most growth in these programs taking place over the past 5 years, the future for these programs looks promising. This is Monique Kala with the University of New Mexico Talk Radio News.